separates us from your love. Hallelujah. It's not based upon our condition, but it's based upon yours. Hallelujah. Based upon your love for us, God. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for that, God. I pray today, God, Lord, that we receive what you have for us tonight. Amen. Come on. I want you to declare that. Say, I desire to receive tonight what God has for me. Come on. For what God has for me tonight. I believe that God has something for you. Hallelujah. In your life tonight. That can break you out of whatever you're going through. That can release you. That's what God's Word does. God breaks us out of things. That's what God's love does. So if we just stop right there and just take hold of that Word. Hallelujah. We already got a Word. His love never separates us. So I just want you just to give Him a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Say, tell somebody hi. Come on. Amen. Some of you come back from vacation. Good to see you all. Amen.
Yeah, we took the van. Hi. Bye.
Yes. Amen. Come on, amen. We got to get these steps out of here. I'm confined. I feel confined right now. Yeah, we need three people after service to help me move. Strong. Amen. Good to see everybody. I love you. Amen. Look at 2 Corinthians 9:8 real quick while I just get ready. Amen. There's no mountain that He won't climb up. Hallelujah. You know what, some of those, when I started to think about that, I want you to know that some of the mountains, let's just get this real quick. How many of you know there's some mountains in our life that we didn't create? Amen? Come on. But I want you to know that unfortunately, sometimes there are some mountains that I've created. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Then no matter what it is, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what are those the mountains that are in our lives. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. That's beside the point. But now. Hallelujah. Say, but now. But now. But now. I love that script. I love those words. You might not like it, but now. But now. I love that because that's so powerful because that's what God wants us to say. But now. It doesn't matter about yesterday. Amen. But now. Hallelujah. But now. So look at the scripture. It says, in God is able to make all grace abound towards you. All grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. Say all things. May abound to every good work, that you might have all things. Listen, say I have more than enough. I just want us to get this. Amen. More than enough. I want you to think about this and know that sometimes in our lives we say to ourselves that you ask somebody and they say, how you doing? Man, they talk about that thing they don't have enough of. Come on, they talk about the thing that the thing that's in your life that's an obstacle. They focus on that thing. That's what we have to watch doing. Amen? Come on. Whatever that obstacle is, whatever that mountain is, sometimes we're focusing on that mountain, we're focusing on that problem instead of realizing how big our God is. Amen? How great our God is. Amen? And what He's done for us. To bring us to a place that we can say together, I have more than enough. And it's letting God bring us to that place to say, I have more than enough. I want you to know that sometimes it doesn't come overnight, but it's like a seed. The Bible says that it's like a seed, like a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is really tiny. I want you to know that, you see, God offers something to us. Now look, He says that if you had faith as a mustard seed, that no matter what mountain is, that He would cast it into the sea. That faith that we have in us could cast it into the sea. That we'd be able to say, whatever that mountain is, let it be cast into the sea. I want you to just stop and for a second and say, so here's the exchange. God says you have this much faith. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, this much faith. Come on, I participate. How much? This much. That ain't much. That I can take whatever mountain you're facing through that faith that you have in me and it will be removed. My goodness. I want you to know there's some mountains, but if we can learn to live with that little faith, like a mustard seed. There ain't no mountain higher. There ain't no mountain big enough. Amen? Just stop and think about this. You just wrap your mind around that when I begin to give you this word tonight to share with you about what God says. I want you to look at, you don't have to look here, but look at, I want you to just say this to you. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is He, say it with me, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. I want you to get that scripture. Sometimes we need to take those scripture, because how do you build faith? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So God says this, greater am I in you than anything out there. Greater is that little bit of faith. I want you to know that, listen, I didn't just come by the faith that I have in Him. I got the same faith that He gave me 30 years ago, but I want you to know it came by believing. It came by acquiring. It came by trusting Him whenever things looked hard, whenever things that, you know what, it's like that, did you ever do that thing, that trust issue thing, where that you fall backwards into somebody's hands? You ever do that? That's a scary thing to do. Come on, you ever done, where you go like this, without looking, and you fall into that person's arms? Well, I told you this before, but I had a girl in my youth group. David, you might remember this. I had a girl in my youth group where that I told her, I said, we were doing this thing, but you know me, when I'm preaching, I'm distracted. And I told her, I said, okay, you're going to fall back into my arms, and you're going to trust me that I'm going to catch you. And what did her youth leader do? I began to talk to these people over here while she was falling to the ground. She hit the ground and she said, Pastor Chris, I trusted you. She reminds me of that all the time. But I want you to see that sometimes in our lives we've got to see this and understand this, that sometimes there's things that come our way, and we try to trust, we got to trust God that way with it. You know what? You might not see, you might not know the conditions in front of you, but the more that you realize that God catches you, I want you to know that people and things on the outside, there's things that we try to rely on, there's things that we try to trust, that we put our trust in, and they don't catch us. Come on, amen? You ever been there? Where you put your trust in things, and they fall to the wayside. They let you hit the ground. You feel rejected. You feel hurt. You feel broken. And what do? You begin to build up mountains. You begin to build up walls. And you lose that trust. But if we begin to trust God, fall back into His arms when you can't see in front of you. Come on, this is the greatest thing. See, because God wants you to participate. That's what faith is. Come on, amen. If God forced something on you, if He made you believe in Him, He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to know Him like nothing else. He wants you to believe Him in the midst of a storm, that He's going to be there, that no matter what, that you trust Him. And it's hard when you've been rejected. It's hard when you've been places in your lives where you've been let down. Come on, somebody raise their hand. You've been let down before. Come on, help me tonight. I want you to know we live in a society where they let you down. It's about me first. It's about the world system. They got to get theirs. They got to get theirs. And what happens is if you get in my way, I'm going to knock you out of my way. Come on, we got this mentality that I got to get mine. I don't care about yours. But here's a God that's serving, that's selfless, gave His life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would have life. That's what God gave in exchange. I give you my life for your life. Wow, that's powerful. But He says, I want you to begin to trust. So I want you to know, when I walk with God, don't get discouraged. Because you might not always see the results that you want to see. Come on. But I want you to know that something's happening within you. Something greater is happening inside you than that is on the outside. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Amen? So let's look at Proverbs 3:5. Check this out. Are we all good? Say, we're good. And it says trust. That's sometimes hard to do, is trust. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And that, what that means by that is, like, it's all those dark places in our lives where you've been rejected. It's all those places where that you play it safe. Come on, I know when people have been rejected in different areas of your lives because I'm a pastor, amen? That I see that and I know and I see how they compensate it. Maybe the way you're after people, maybe the way that they hide, the way that they don't reveal themselves to others, or they're afraid to do this or that because they've been rejected. Sometimes it's hard to trust. But he says, trust with all your heart. I want you to know that God says, I want you to reveal everything that you are to me. I want you to hear this. Listen, he wants us to reveal everything, all our failures, all our insecurities. You know, God wants us to talk to him and say, you know what, I'm weak here, God. Father, I'm weak. Well, I don't know what to do about this. Lord, I don't know if I can trust you. I want to trust you. Help me tonight. I want to trust you, God, in this area of my life. But God, I don't know how to. But God, I ask you to make me strong, that I can trust you with all my heart. That I pull back all the shades, that I open everything up, because there's things in our lives. I want you to know that, come on, every one of you guys got places in your house that you don't, you got visitors come over your house. And you ain't letting everybody come in every room of your house because maybe you didn't clean it up good enough. Maybe you still got your Christmas decorations up. That's okay, don't get embarrassed. I'm just saying. Or maybe you didn't clean the cat litter box up. Or maybe you got stuff in your basement from 1980s that you know you should have thrown away, that you're embarrassed that you have because it's four times too small for you to wear anyways. But yet we won't let anybody come that I'm going to keep this off. I'm going to keep this guarded. I want you to know that God wants to come in. He doesn't want to just stay in the parlor. He just doesn't want to stay in the kitchen. He doesn't just want to stay. He wants to come in every place. He wants to invade every place of our heart, that we don't have no place that we're afraid for God to come. God, I need you. Come on. I want to be open to you, God, that you know every part of me, because you already do. But it's when I reveal it to him is where my faith increases. When I'm willing to come to that place with God, I'm saying, here I am. Here I am. And lean not on your own. See, I want you to know that, listen to me, I got you to get this. Trusting God means that we got to stop leaning on what we used to lean on. And what I mean by that is, when you lean on something, it's keeping you from what? Or from what else? I'm going to say it again. Listen, I want you to get this. To lean not on your own understanding. You're leaning on something. When you lean on something, it's keeping you from falling over. Like from falling over all the way. See, I got something. This is supporting me. And sometimes, listen, I want you to know that we set ourselves up for disaster when we let some things that won't support us try to support us. I want you to know the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. The word world means cosmos. It means cosmos. And the word cosmos, how many of you guys can think about what, I might have said this before to some of you, but what do you think cosmos means? Where do you think they get some of the words? A word that we use. Girls, you know what this word. Makeup. Cosmetics. What are cosmetics for? Girls, keep using your makeup. You look beautiful. Keep using. Maybe some of us guys need to use some makeup too. But listen, maybe not. I don't mean that. Get off the tape. But sometimes they're cover up. It's a cover up. I want you to know. See, I want you to get this, because the system of the world, all it does is cover up something that doesn't support you, anyways. I want you to know, listen, just like this, I want you to get this, that just like in our house, that it's still there, but what we do is if we put something on the outside, if we put it on the outside, it might make me feel better, or make you love me, might make you love me. So if I feel, it's not really support. If I'm trying to get someone to love me by what I do for them, that's not real support. I want you to know that's not real support, because it'll collapse under pressure. You see, that's not the way God is. He wants to know every failure in your life, that he can bring you out of it. That he can deliver you from it. I want you to know that other people that are, you think are your supports, once they know all the bad things about you, do you know what they do? They run. They'll run. Without that love that comes from God, without that love that God gives us, that's real. I want you to know that's what we need to base our relationships on, is a God love. What I give you out of myself is from self, but what I give you from what God gives me, it's real, it's powerful. It never fails. It can't fail. I want you to get this and know this. See, I want you to know that when God comes into my life and God begins to come into my heart, you think, well, God just wants to get all the fun stuff out of my life. I want you to know when God comes, the party starts. I've never started living until I have Christ in my life. Until I've known Christ. I want you to know that what happens is sometimes we feel like the party hasn't started. I want you to know that we got to really stop to ourselves and say, what am I trusting in? If I feel like the party's not started, what am I trusting in? Because it might not be God, because the party hasn't started yet. Listen, lean not on your own understanding of things that have got me through things in my life before. Things I've trusted on. Next verse. I want you to get this. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and He shall direct your path. Next verse. I want you, and then I'm going to go back probably. But be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In all your ways, tell your neighbor you're good and you're ugly. Listen, I want you to get this because listen to me. Do you know what the biggest problem is? That, listen, people are afraid to come to church because they feel like they got to get it together before they get in the door. I got to look the part. I got to dress the right way. That maybe I got to get my tattoo removed or I got to get my piercings out of my ear. Come on, I've been rejected for those things. Someone told me one time, they said, well, how could you be a pastor with a tattoo? I said, because God's not on my arm, He's in my heart. And then she says, well, you know, the Bible says, well, yeah. I said, don't get offended by this, but I was just being real. Because I figured if she could say that ignorant thing to me, I'm going to say something back to her. And she said to me, she says, this is real. She said to me, she says, well, you know, she goes, you know, we're the temple of God. I said, you're right. You're right. That's why I watch what I eat. And she was a bigger lady. But I want you to get this first. She was projecting shame upon me. That's what religion does. It makes you feel like you're dirty. That's what religion does. Come on, she was making me feel like I wasn't worthy of what Jesus did for me on the cross. But what I was telling her, to listen to me, you're a good woman. And just because you overeat, you might have a hard time with this. I do too, trust me. But just because you have a hard time with this or because of this in your past doesn't keep you from God. Come on, doesn't take you away from God. But I want you to know His love for me, it draws me to Him. And she stopped and says, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry. I needed to say that. If I wouldn't have said something that extravagant, she might not have got the... I got her attention. I want you to know that, listen, I believe that the moment that happened, she left. Guess what? She never was going to say anything like that to somebody again. Especially a pastor with tattoos. But I want you to get this. I want you to know that even the good, the bad, the ugly, that, listen to me, that's what God changes. That God brings you to that place, that we come to that place that we don't act like we're all put together all right. But you know, we all have issues. I want you to know that, listen to me, do you know something about it? That when people, I know people that are hurting, that are broken, I'm drawn to brokenness. I'm drawn to people that are weak. I'm drawn to people that are cracked, that are bruised, that have been hurting. Why? Because Christ is in me. Because He's drawn to that. He has a desire to be at the Bible. Listen to me, it's like water. Do you know where water goes? It goes to that weak place. It flows to that place where it's able to flow into. Not where it's held back from. But it'll go to the weakest place, that broken place. That's what water does. It'll flow to that area. And it'll get in that place, those cracks that has ways to get in. So I want you to get that and hear that. That's what God does. That when I'm weak, He's strong. He fills those voids. He gets into those cracked places. That's what He wants to do. That's why He died on the cross. I know you're broken. You don't have to hide it from me. I know you're broken because I know your design. You're perfect in all your ways, but you don't see that. But if you let me in, I will show you the way. I will show you that, guess what? Because of what I did for you, you're not broken anymore. You're not hopeless. You get that? And He says, and He shall direct in all your ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Keep going here. He says, but be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Fear the Lord. Listen, it's not like, ooh, a heebie-jeebie fear. Come on. But it's a reverence fear. Here's what it means. It's understanding that greater is He. So I want you to get this. That's what fear is. A fear where that you, whatever that thing is, you get afraid of things. Listen, I watched a video of these people. They took a clip and they had a snake. It's horrible. Who's afraid of snakes here? I'm not. But I'm definitely afraid of rats. I'll run. I'll jump on the couch and leave her to fend me. And I'm not afraid of what anybody thinks. Because greater is that mouse than my manhood. But if I see a spider, I let spiders live. I love spiders. And she gets so mad at me, man. I see him crawl. Come on, buddy, here. She goes, what if they crawl in your ears? But I want you to see this. Understand that. Listen. But greater is He. See, the fear that I have in God is greater than anything else. I want you to get this and understand that greater is He. Because sometimes those fears, it causes us to go in different directions. That's where we get the word phobia. Fears. We have phobias. That means that something cripply stops you. It causes you to run away. What happens when you see a mouse or a rat? What do? You run. Maybe snakes. I don't care. Don't look at me that way. I'm afraid of rats. Don't project shame on me. But whatever that is. But I want you to know that that's what it is. But we got to understand that's what that word fear, it means this. It's not a phobia of God or fear of God, but it's a fear in a sense where that you know that He is greater than whatever we fear, whatever that thing is. Amen? I just want you to go to that scripture. I think it's John. 1 John 4:16. Go there real quick while I share this. This is not where I was going to go. I have a whole thing. Sorry. I wrote this down. Sometimes we become dependent on things to support us. Sometimes we become dependent. Sometimes we get focused on what is the created more than the creator. Than our creator. Sometimes we get more focused on that than we do. Sometimes we have more fears on things that come our way than the God that is greater than anything else. This is where David had victory. See, because David, everybody else was scared. They had a phobia of these giants. They were hiding in their tents and had it all shut up. And they're like, whoo. But David walked in the midst of it because he understood something. He had a fear to God that God was greater than this giant. So I want you to know, He's greater than that addiction. He's greater than that fear. He's greater than your failure. He's greater than your mistakes. He's greater than that. So the reverence and honor that I have of God is greater than whatever sin can come against me. And it says, we have known and believed the love of God hath to us. This is our victory to know that His love, that love that God has for us is greater than anything else. And it says, God is love. Man. Listen, I want you to look at 1 Corinthians, not now, but you know how the scripture says, you all know it, love is patient, love is kind. It says charity, but that word charity means love. But I want you to, don't read it that way. Go home tonight and find that scripture and read it like this. God is love. God is patient. God is kind. God is long-suffering. Amen? Read it that way. Put God's name where love is. Because God is love. And it says, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. You dwell in love, you dwell in God. Wow. And God in him. Where's God? In me. I got to realize that my victory understands that God does want to abide in me. He does. He desires to abide in you. He desires to work all that he is out of your life. Out of all your failures, your voids, your weaknesses. He wants to work out of that place. Wow. Do you know that, listen, the Bible says that we are created in his image and his likeness. Tell somebody, image is everything. It is. Do you know why God's got a bad name? Because image is everything. And I've given God a bad image. Because I was created in his image and likeness. And he says, I'm love. So everything that I do should represent what love is. But here's the problem. If I'm not willing to love myself, I can never love you. So it starts in my house. If I realize that the Creator wants to dwell in my house, there's a sense of confidence that comes upon me that whatever's out there, that this God loves me. And if whatever bad happens to me, happens to Him. Because if God be for me, who could be against me? And He says, and He dwelleth in love and dwelleth in God in Him. Next verse. Herein is our love made perfect. It's made perfect. This is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he, as he is, so are we in the world. Listen, go back real quick. I want you to get this. So is he, so are we, he is in the world, so are we, so is he in the world. So the world sees God based upon the image I give God. There's no love in the world. There's so much hatred. That's the image that I'm reflecting. That's the image I'm giving of God. It's wrong. I got to realize this to me. There's no reason for me not to love myself because He died for me. He died for me. He's made what was wrong right again. He's given me an image of His nature. And it says, and herein is our love made perfect. That word perfect means grown up. It's not that word perfect. It's not from the sense of a child or of a little kid with that they know what love is based upon that. But it begins, it's a greater, it's a mature, it's maturity. It's grown up. Say grown up. That's what perfection is. It's grown up. In what? His love. He says, because as he is, so are we in the world. Man, just let that burn in your mind. Next verse. There is no fear in love. There's no phobia in love. But perfect love, full-grown love, mature love. That means this. I want you to know that, listen, there's sometimes we come into God that it's a place of trusting Him. Listen, it's a place of trusting Him that you grow into that trust. Listen, when you first get your baby, you have your baby, that baby's in your arms, that the baby begins to trust you. It's something they grow into. But if that baby's rejected, it won't trust you. And the older it gets, it felt rejection. But I want you to know that from God, that we can understand and we come into God and we believe what He says. Sometimes people from the pulpit project a rejection that they have from God that God doesn't give them. All they talk about is what's wrong with them and talk about what He's done for them. So it's projecting the wrong image. Listen, do y'all get that? No? Because fear hath dormant, but perfect love casts out fear. It casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. So I want us to get this and know that this love that God has for us will cast out fear. It'll cast out that phobia of whatever is greater, what we think is greater. Nothing's greater than that love that God has for me. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You can never become grown up. That's why there's a lot of immature Christians. Because it's not made perfect through that love. We love Him because He first loved us. Next verse, I think. Hate is his brother. See, that's a projection right there. If anybody say they have God, they love God, and they hate their brother, you can't say that. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. You'd be saying, Pastor Chris, you don't know. This person, that person did this for me. Man, I have this thing in me. I want you, that's okay. But the more that you receive His love, the greater you'll be able eventually. Because sometimes there's different situations in our lives that it's not fully grown in God's love. It's still immature. But if we trust God, it will become mature in Him. Amen? It will become mature in Him. It takes time sometimes. Come on. It takes time. There's been people that have rejected me and hurt me. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to give them the right hand of fellowship. Because I was angry. I was mad at them for what they did to me. But I want you to know that I let God fight my battles. I trust God. And what happens is I'm able to love out of what He has for me and not what I have. Amen? But that's what God gives us. And I want, see, God, I'm going to finish here, but Acts 20, verse 35. To remember the words of the Lord, Jesus said how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. I want you to hear this and know that, listen, see, God wants you to be at a place where you're supported by Him. See, what happens is we've let everything else try to support us, or we put our trust in things that will fail us, that will rust, that will fade, that will vanish, that won't last. Come on, we put our trust in money. Today you have it, tomorrow it's gone. How many of you have known that? Come on, amen. Come on. We spend it. We put our trust in things. We put our dependence on things more than we do on God. We put our dependence on the creation more than the Creator. But then here's what Jesus says. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, and I want you to know that, listen, when we're dependent upon things, that's a hard thing for us to get. It's better to give than to receive. So I'm going to say it this way. You ready? It's better to be at a place where that I'm giving than I'm receiving. See, because if you're at a place that you have to receive all the time, that's not always a good place. That I'm really always dependent. I want you to know that we all have been there. Come on. But I'm saying that where I'm always at a place where that I'm depending on somebody to give me something. See, I want you to know that God wants you to know that you, knowing that He's in you, you need to be dependent upon Him. So that you know that you have something to give. There was a woman that she didn't have much, and she went to the prophet and she says, listen, I'm broke. The creditors have come to take everything from me. And he looked at her and he said to her, what do you have? And she didn't know what to say, and he brought it even more greater. He says, what is in your house? What do you have in your house? And she says, not much. So I want you to know, there's a lot of Christians out there that say that, I don't have much. I want you to know this, and that's why our image is wrong. Because we got more than enough. Greater is He that's in me. So I want you to know, it's a mind thing. It's understanding something. It's having faith to know that that is in me. That that faith of God is in me. That there's something greater within me than that's in the world. And we don't have to say to ourselves anymore, I don't have much. I don't care who you are. When you realize what God has in you, you could be that 13-year-old boy that walked up to a giant and says, no, no, that's enough, because I have more than enough. To be able to tell a giant, shut your mouth. Because what I have is greater than what's coming out of your mouth. See, I want you to see this and know. See, I want us to know that greater is that place that He said He tried to get her to realize, listen, you don't have to be dependent on what was before, because her husband died. And she was dependent upon Him to support her, and he died. But He says, listen to me, it ain't about her, him, it's about you. Listen, he's gone. And you put all your dependence upon him. But I want you to know me and to be dependent upon me, because I want to flow through your life. I want the power to flow through your life. I want you to know me. I want you to, that faith to be built up. I want you to say that mountain be removed. God wants us to know Him in that way, that we participate in the miracle, that He flows through us, so that we're not taking it secondhand. It's not what someone else has said to me. It's not what... See, I want you to know that she knew God based upon what her husband said. But God wants you to know Him based upon who He is to you. That's where the power is. It's not based upon your pastor, but it's based upon what you know. So He tells her that. And I want you to know that it says that she said that... Real quick. Yeah, right here. Listen. And He says, so she went. She shut the door. And it says, and the vessels to her. And she got all the vessels that... He says, I want you to take... He says, go get the vessels. He says, all I have is a little bit of oil. Just a little bit of oil. Like just a tiny bit of oil. It ain't going to do much. Listen, God doesn't want you to focus on what you have, but He wants you to focus on what He has. And I want you to know that when you focus on what you have, you're never going to give out. You're never going to release what you got. You're going to hold it back all your life. You're never going to love somebody when you don't realize how much He loves you. That how much He has is what's dependent upon. That if you receive that love and flows out of you, that you can love anybody. You can love anybody. You can love them past the rejection. You can love the people that don't care for you. You can love the people that are weak, that are lonely, that are lost. That's what's wrong with the image of the world, because we're afraid to do it because we don't know that love. We're afraid to release it. We don't think we have something to give. So we become supportive on everything else to support us instead of letting that love flow through us. So here's what He says. She says, this is powerful. And it says, so she went and she poured out. And it came to pass. Two things right here. She poured out what she had. She didn't wait. She didn't wait to see everything fill up. But no, she took that little bit that she had and she began to pour out. And every time she poured out, it filled back up again. She poured out, filled back up. She poured out, and every time she kept going, she kept releasing. She responded to that word by faith. And what seemed impossible, it seems like she didn't have anything to give. She had more than enough. See, God was teaching her what it was to participate with what He's given you. Releasing what's in your life. I want you to know sometimes it takes these little steps, but begin to release what God's given you. And what God's given you is He loves you. I want you to know that sometimes that's the most powerful thing, is to release what you got to those that are hurting. To say, but I don't have much. Just give it. And I'm not just talking about, I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about what you have. Your talents. Your time. Blessing somebody. Encouraging somebody. Maybe if you're going through something in your life and you need a miracle, guess what? Maybe you should do for that person what you're looking for. Maybe you know what, that you haven't been loved. Start loving people. Start blessing people. Start encouraging. How do I do that? I don't know if I could do that. You know what? You have a mouth. Open your mouth. Say, man, you look good today. Yeah, I appreciate you being here. You're awesome. Or do something. Pick up garbage. Bless somebody. Just begin to let God flow out of your life somehow, some way. And watch what God does. He wants you to participate with His love. And let that flow out of your life. It doesn't seem much. Just start doing it. Start somewhere. Tell your neighbor, start somewhere. We could start somewhere. But nothing on the outside. Nothing. Nothing on the outside can fix what's on the inside. We're dependent on everything on the outside. It can patch it. We're dependent on everything on the outside. Even church, if you're putting on me to have faith for you, I can encourage you. But you have to let the God that's on the inside fix what's on the outside. It begins inside me. It begins with God. Beginning to know that God loves me first. Or I'll never be able to love anybody. He says, love your enemies. And if you think you're your own enemy, you can never love those people that you do love. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. God, Lord, we just thank you, God. I thank you, God, Lord, for your love for us, God. Pray to God, Lord, that the image that's projected, God, is the right image. I ask to God, Lord, that we just, by faith, even tonight, dear God, Lord, begin to accept. And I pray for an understanding upon our mind and our thinking to be changed about your love for us. Because we can never go beyond, because it's your love. It's your love that never fails. No matter what we go through, no matter where we're at, that if we know that love, there's no shadow. There's no mountain. There's no door. There's nothing that we can't go through knowing your love. So I just pray to God, Lord, that tonight, I pray to God, Lord, that we just, by faith, we receive that. And Jesus, Lord, I just declare that right now. I want you don't have to say it out loud, but just say it to yourself. Say, God, I pray that I know this love. Reveal yourself to me. That I can believe it and receive it at this moment. And from this moment on, that I won't look back on what has rejected me, what has failed me, but I look to you. And Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, encourage somebody, bless somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, God is good.